Zechtes Menachos, Daf Kavav, 9 lines for the top of Daf Kavav and Aleph. And previously in our Mishnah, we stated, Pirashti Ve'ini Yedea, Ezmen Pirashti Yavicha Mishtan. And if one remembers, they made a neder to bring a Kar Mincha. However, he doesn't recall which Kar Mincha he promised to bring. So in order to be Yotze his neder, he would have to bring 5 Kabbalis Menachos, the Milchas Seilis, the Milchas Machvas, the Milchas Macheshes, as well as the Milchas Mafetan of Chalais, as well as Rikikin. Our Gemara begins, Amalei Rav Kahana Rav Ashi, but Ikla Svuke bin Milchas Esachim, the Amrava, Misnadiv Adam, Milchas Esachim, Chol Yoim. Why did the Mishnah teach us that all he would have to bring is 5 Menachos? L'chayr, he should have to bring a 6 Karb Mincha, as there is also Suffolk, as potentially he said, that I want to bring a Milchas Esachim, which includes flour, oil, and wine. And as Rava taught us on Daf Kavdal and Abayz, that one could be Misnadiv and Milchas Esachim every single day. And let us keep in mind that although when someone made a Nedda Stoma, that he will bring a Mincha, so we saw Machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, as the Tanakhama held Yavi Ezeshiyitza, and Rabbi Yehuda held Yavi Minchas Haseil, Shimichadashiv Menachais, and we already mentioned that even according to the Tanakhama, one would not be able to choose to bring a Minchas Hasachim, and as Tesis explained on the bottom of Daf Kavdal on the Bays, that Pirish Mechamishis Menachais of Minchas Hasachim Leichavin, and Avagad Misnad of other Minchas Hasachim Choyoim, the Stoma Daita Menachais and Mufurashis Virgilis Love Bifne Atman, Viloy Buglal Zavach. However, Tesis was specifically talking about a case where someone said, I want to bring a Minchas Stamba, and therefore Stam Das Bnei Adam is not a Minchas Nesachim. However, in our case, where a person said that I certainly said which type of Mincha I will bring, so the Gemara is bothered that possibly he stated that I want to bring a Minchas Nesachim. The Gemara now continues and will explain that there are 5 reasons why, in our case, the person that made this Neder did not have a Suffolk if he was Misnadiv in Minchas Nesachim. And as the Gemara continues, Kika Mistafkele, and the Gemara brings a Simon for its 5 reasons, Yachid Beglal Levoina Beloy Mikumtsa, and the Gemara's first reason is Kika Mistafkale Bo Yochid Botzi Beloy Mistafkale. Although Reuven has a suffix as to which Mincha he specified, however, Reuven certainly remembers that I promised to bring a Kor Mincha that is the type of Kor Mincha that exclusively can be brought by Yochid and not by Yitzibar. And I know for certain that it was not Misnadev, a Kor Mincha that could also be brought by Yitzibar. And as Rashi states, Kika Mistafkale Lenoida Mimichas Yochid Sheina Bo Betzibar, the Hainu Hanachamish and as we learned at Daf Kavdal and Beis, that Ein Shnayim Misnadiv Mistar and Echad Shreik Sibba Nefesh, therefore Shufim cannot bring these 5 Kabbalis Menachais, and certainly Yitzibar cannot bring these 5 Kabbalis Menachais, Al Milchus Hesachim, Al Bab Yitzibar, by Ben Milchus Hesachim, which certainly comes by Yitzibar, Loi Mistafkele, Devada Yodah Shloi Nadra, and certainly he knows they not make a neder to bring a Milchus Hesachim. And similarly, the Gemara brings another reason, Kika Mistafkele, Bab Beglal Atzma, Bab Beglal that our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven certainly knows that I made a neder to bring that type of mincha that is brought on its own and not together with the carbon, and I'm certain that I did not make a neder to bring that type of mincha that is generally brought together with the carbon, referring to the Minchas Hasachim. And the Gemara continues with the third reason, as Kika Mistafkele Tuna Levena Sheina Tuna Levena Le Mistafkele. Reuven knows that I made a neder to bring that type of mincha that comes together with the Levena, and that refers to these 5 types of menachas. And certainly I did not mean to bring a Minchas Hasachim which is not brought together with Levina, as the only ingredients that are brought together with the Minchas Hasachim is flour, oil, and wine. And the Gemara continues with the fourth reason, as Kika Mistafkele Bob Loig, Bob Shloi Shloig, and Loi Mistafkele, that Reuven knows for certain that I promised to bring that type of Mincha that comes together with the Loig Shemen for Yinsarin, and he certainly knows that he did not promise to bring that type of Mincha that the minimum share is 3 Loig of Shemen, and as we know that the Minchas Hasachim 4 keves comes with 3 loig of shemen and 3 loig of yayin. The Gemara continues with the fifth reason, Kika Mistafkele Tuna Kmitza, Sheina Tuna Kmitza, like Mistafkele, that Reuven knows for certain that when I made this neder, I made a neder to bring that type of mincha that one has to do Kmitza to, and the Shraim on Echel Lakoinim, and that refers to the 5 types of menachos that we mentioned, and Reuven knows for certain that he didn't make a neder to bring that type of mincha that does not require a Kmitza, as it's Kulei Kolol. And as we know, the Minchas Hasachim was Kulei Kolol, and the flour and oil were burnt on the Mizbeach, and the Yayin were poured into Safalim and into the Shisin. And our Mishnah is talking about any of these scenarios, and therefore the Mishnah tells us that if one is not sure which type of Mincha he promised to bring, then he would have to bring one of these 5 Menachos and not the Minchas Hasachim. We explained our Gemara based on the Pashas of the Sugya. The Gemara is telling us that our Mishnah is talking about a specific case where this person forgot which type of Mincha he promised to bring, but he does remember that for one of these these reasons, he did not promise to bring a Michlis Hasachim. However, others understand the Gemara a bit differently, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara now continues and quotes from the next part of the Mishnah that if Reuven states, Pirashti Minchas Shel Esreinim, Ve'eini Yodea Kamei Pirashti, I know for certain that I promised to bring a specific type of Mincha and a specific amount of flour. I'm just not certain how many Esreinim of flour I promised to bring. So there's a machlekes between Tanakam and Rebbe, and Tanakam holds Yavi Shish Misarin that one could bring 60 Esreinim of flour and he would bring them in one Keli. And as Rashi stated in the Mishnah, Yavi Shish Misarin, the Betfei Mehochi Lek L'Svuke, since we know that once a person has 61 Esreinim, then he would have to bring it in two Kelim. Therefore, Bistama, a person would not bring more than 60 Esreinim. And as Rashi continued, Vi Batin Nada Leich Bislan, and even if his initial Neda was to bring less Esreinim, that will not be an issue. The Masti Va'imek, Hamash Parashi Hilan Nidri, that whatever I initially promised to bring to the Beis HaMikdash will be for my Neda, Vashan Nedava, and the rest of the flour will be as a Milchus Nedava. However, the Mishnah continued, Rabbi Oime, Yavi Menachi Shel Esreinim, Me'echad Vashishim, that in this case, Reuven would have to bring 60 different Menachais, and the first Mincha would be from one Isarin, the second Mincha would be in a second Keli, and would have two Esreinim, the third would be in a third Keli, and would have three Esreinim, etc. And finally, one would bring a very large Keli, which would consist of 60 Esreinim. Based on our Gemara, we already stated that the total number of Esreinim, according to Rebbe, would be 1,830 Esreinim. Our Gemara will now continue and bring a Braisa that will expand on this machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbanon against Rebbe. As our Gemara continues, Tanakam Rabbanon, we learned in the Braisa, Pirashti Mincha Shel Esreinim, Vekavati Bekli Echad, Ve'eni Yedea Ma Pirashti, Yavi Mincha Shel Shishim Esreinim, Divrei Chachamim. And as we explained, come hold that if Reuven stated, I explicitly stated that I'm going to bring a specific number of Esreinim in one Keli, and I'm just not certain how many Esreinim I promise, the Rabbanon hold that Reuven would have to bring 60 Esreinim in one Keli, and it'd be Yotzei Chiyuv to bring this Korban Mincha. However, Rabbi Omer, Yavi Menachi Shel Esreinim, Me'echad Bat Shishim, Shein Elv Ushmeinu Me'us Ushleishim, and as we explained, that according to Rabbi, one would bring 60 Menachais, and that would be a total of 1,830 Esreinim. And certainly, in order to get to this total, one could just add 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5, etc., plus 60, and that would give us 1,830 Esreinim. But Taisis gives us a shortcut and an equation in order to figure this out. Taisis explains that when you have a list that's 1 to 60, then you take the first digit, which is 1, and the last digit, which is 60, and you add them together, would be 61, and you take the second digit, which is 2, and the second to last number, which is 59, once again, you get to 61. Then you figure out the mean of all the numbers, and in order to figure out the mean, we would divide 60 numbers by 2, and that would total 30, and you now multiply 61 by 30, and that would give us a total of 1,830 Ayin Shom. And the Braisa now continues with an example that our Mishnah did not discuss, and we will be gurious Pirashti Ve'ini Yodea Me'ezim and Pirashti, that if Reuven stated, I explicitly stated what type of Mincha I will bring, it also specified how many Esreinim I will bring. However, I don't remember which Mincha I promised. I also don't remember how many Esreinim I promised. Once again, we have a machlekes between the Chacham and Rebbe, as the Chacham hold, Yavi Chomish Menachai Shal Shishim Shishim Esreinim Shein Sholish Me is Divrei Chachamim. So the Chacham once again hold that all you have to bring is one Mincha of 60 Esreinim for each of your Sveikais. And since we previously stated that when one has a suffix as to which Mincha he promised, then you would have to bring all five of the Minchas Hadava. The Reuven would have to bring all five Minchas Hadava of 60 Esreinim, which totals 300 Esreinim. However, the Braisa tells us that although Rebbe is Moed the Chachamim, that when one has a suffix as to which Mincha he promised, then he would have to bring all five Menachais. However, as we already saw, Rebbe is Chelek and Chachamim, when someone is unsure as to how many Esreinim they promised, then they have to bring 1,830 Esreinim in 60 different Kelim. Therefore, the Fee Rebbe, one would have to bring 1,830 Esreinim of each of the various five Karbonis Menachais. And as the Braisa continues, Rebbe Oime, Yavi Chomish Menachai Shel Esreinim, Me'echad Bat Shishim, Shein Tisha Alofim, Umei V'chamishim. And as we know, 1,830 times 5 is a total of 9,150 Esreinim. And Ayin Rashi, Uvachol Kli Yoimar, Im Kezuna Dati, Zulun Dorai, Vim Lav, Tein Adava, Dimonu Shechodim Nayu Nodar, Ayin Shom. Our Gemara now continues, B'mai Kamifgi, that what is the basis for the Machlekes between the Tanakama and Rebbe? And the Gemara will bring five different explanations. And the Gemara begins with its first explanation, as Omer Rav Chista, B'mut L'Hachlis Chulun Lazara Kamifgi, as Rebbe Sava, Os L'Hachlis Chulun Lazara, Rabbanon Savri, Mut L'Hachlis Chulun Lazara, as both Rebbe and Rabbanon agree that one cannot mix a Nedava with a Nedar, And therefore, certainly, even according to Rabbanon, one would not be able to say that whatever amount of the 60 sarin is my original neder, that should be for my neder, and any additional amount should be for my nedava, as one cannot mix a nedava together with a neder in one kli. However, Zakrav Chista, that since Rabbanon hold, that's mutter to be ma'arev chulun with the mincha, so the Rabbanon hold that one could take 60 sarinim and place it in one kli, and it will make a t'nai that the amount of flour that I promised to bring as my neder should be for my neder, and any additional flour should be chulin, and there is no issue of bringing chulin to the Azara. And as Rashi states, Hilkoch Yavi Shishim Yisarim B'Kli Yachad, Yasna and Ruvu will make a t'nai that im chulin adati chulin chavasi, that certainly if I promise to bring 60 Yisrainim, all of this flour should be for my chiyav and for my neder, vim lab mashin adati heil chavasi vashar chulin, avashal and dovali matzil esuye, and as we explained, asal arev chayub ben adava, Rashi immediately is bothered by kasha hachinami heichi karev koimeids, and how would you actually take the kmitza out of this mixture, have iksas min hakoimeids chulin, if potentially some of the kmitza is chulin, oyin mincha heichi mishtere, v'aloik mitzei koimeids shalim, and how would the mincha be mutter for the koinim, the koin did not place the full kmitza on the mizbeach, the iksas min hakoimeids have chulin. Rashi explains, toritz kedatzinam bekoimeids rabba, and as we saw in daf chav dalam beis, koimeids bedait to the koin tali milsa, the koin dait to yakoidish v'lo yachulin, and when Reuven brings this mincha to the base of Mikdash, so his das is that whatever part of the mincha the kohen takes as his kmitza should certainly be part of his nedava, and therefore certainly the kmitza would be valid and his korban mincha would be valid. However, Zakrav Chista, the Rebbe holds that it's also to bring chulin to Tazara, and therefore this is not a good etza. Certainly one cannot bring 60 Yisrainim in one kli, and as Rashi states, Avol Yavi Shishim Menachos Me'echad Bad Shishim B'Shishim Kelim V'Yoyim Oisim Shinadati Yehilu Chavasi V'Ashar Nedava, and he will say that whichever kli has the proper amount of flour that I promised to bring, that should be the only kli that is my mincha. And all of the rest of the kelim will be as an adava. And in this way, he's not being ma'arev v'choyva bin adava, and he's also not bringing chulin bazara. However, Ayin Rashi, two lines before the wide lines of Rashi, v'kasha lesi shishim esreinu b'shishim kelim v'yoyma l'v'chesh bin shenadati l'chein nindrei v'ashar adava, that according to Rebbe, why wouldn't Reuven be able to bring one isarin in one keli, and then one more Isarin in the second Kaili, and one more Isarin in the third Kaili, and he would do that for 60 Kalim, and he would say that if, for example, my neder was to bring 10 Israinim, then the first 10 Kalim would be for my neder, and the last 50 Kalim will be for an Endava. And Rashi explains, Halakasha, the Kfius Hamincha Milsihi, Vlay Matsilasuya, Bikliachot, Pachs Mashakavabai, and certainly one cannot bring in one Kaili less than he promised, Ayin Sham. And Agamar continues with his second explanation as to the basis for the Machlekes between Rabban and Rabbi, and Rava Amad Kuli Alma Aslachlis Chulin Azara, that Rava explains that even Rabban agree that one cannot bring Chulin Bazara, the Hacha Bemutla Arav Chayub Ben Adava Kamifli, and the Machlekes between Rabban and Rabbi is if it's Mutta to be Ma'arav Chayub Ben Adava, as Rabban and Savri Mutla Arav Chayub Ben Adava, the Rabbi Sava Asla Arav Chayub Ben Adava, therefore, according to Rabbi, one could bring 60 Yisrainim in one Keli, and he'll make it tonight that whatever part of this Mincha is for my Neder should be for my Neder, and any part that it was not for my original neder should be a new nedava. However, according to Rebbe, one cannot do so, as one can never be ma'arev a chayub ben adava, and that's why Lefi Rebbe, he would have to bring 60 separate kelim, and he would have to bring 1,830 sreinim. The Gemara now continues, Amalei Abayi L'Rava, that Abayi asks a question to Rava, L'Rabban da'ami mut la'arev chayub ben adava, be'inon shnei k'matzim, that bishleim according to the Teretz Rav Chista, where part of the mincha would be chulin, then certainly one only has to do one k'mitza. However, since according to your Teretz, we actually have two menachos in this keli, so one should have to do two kmitzos. And the Gemara answers, "Ein chanami the kometz v'ha the kometz," that the kohen would actually perform two kmitzos from this keli. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered that how could you say that the kohen would actually take two kmitzos out of this keli? V'ha kometz mechayva and adavu min davar chayva, but the meisa in the kmitza of the kohen's hand, he will have some flour from the davar and some flour from the chayva, and therefore that's not a proper kmitza for each mincha. The Gemara answers a similar teretz to the teretz we saw previously in Rashi, b'degei chulin, the tolele b'das koyin. When Reuven brings this mincha, he's tolele the din of the mincha based on the das of the koyin. And the Oman, he says, kol hechad mati yad the koyin hash the chayvel b'seif nedava. That I am not specifying which part and which yisrainis belong to my nedava and which belong to my chayv. And instead, whenever the koyin does kmitza, the first kmitza that the koyin performs should be for my initial neder and my initial obligation, and the second kmitza that the koyin performs should be for my possible new nedava. And the Gemara is bothered that even if he would do such a kmitza, however, we have a new problem Since we know the kmitza has to be placed on the mizbeach, well, the ma'isa, how would the kohen be able to be makter the kmitza on the mizbeach? And as the gemara continues, likatan the davar bereisha, the chayve hechim katla dilma kula chayve v'chaslu shirayim. If you will say that the kohen should take his second kmitza, which was taken for the davar, and place that kmitza on the mizbeach, but the ma'isa, it's possible that initially Reuven stated, "I'm going to bring a mincha of 60 yisrayim." Really, the second kmitza that the kohen took for the chayve is really not a kmitza and really belongs to the initial korban and really is shirayim. And if so, the kohen would not be able to be makter the initial kmitza, which was done for his initial neder on the mizbeach, because we already learned at the beginning of our mesechta that if after the kohen did the kmitza, some of the shirayim are lost, the kohen would not be able to place the kmitza on the mizbeach, as the gemara brings down. And the gemara continues with the second tzad, as lekta chayva bereisha, the davar hechi makdela. And if you will say that the kohen should be makter his first kmitza, or kmitza A, which is the kmitza that was performed for Reuven's initial neder, although in a chanami at this point he could place the kmitza on the mizbeach as he has all the shirayim, however the Gemara states we still have a problem, as how would the kohen be able to be makter kmitza B, which is the kmitza that was done for his potential neder on the mizbeach? And we continue on daf kuvav and beis viduma kula chayvi, as potentially Reuven initially promised to bring 60 yisrayim as his mincha, and therefore no part of this mincha is actually in a new nedava. Certainly one cannot take this kmitza and place it on the mizbeach, and as the Gemara explains, and since kmitza B of the kohen may actually be shirayim, so we have a klal that any part of a korban where part of the korban was already placed on the mizbeach, so it would be also to go be makter any other part of this korban on the mizbeach. And as Rashi explains at the top of that kavon beis, dilma kula chayvihi umichi shakul kaimitz kama havli kol masher bekelim shirayim, and when he took kmitza A, then anything that remained in the kli was shirayim. V'chi kamitz in the davar umakdila havli shirayim shechasru, the kohen would now be makdil kmitza B on the mizbeach. Then he would be over on the issa that we learn from Pashas Vayikra, where the pasuk states kol mincha shatu kivul Hashem loisi asa chametz ki kol sor v'chol dvash loisi aktiru menu ish l'Hashem. As the Gemara Masechta Zvachim and Daf Ayin Vavim Beis explains that since the pasuk states leisaktiru menu, so we learn kol shu menu leishim harehu b'altaktiru. And the Gemara continues and answers this question as Om Rabbi Yudu Beit Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi the masik lul shim eitzim uch Rabbi Lezer the Tanya Rabbi Lezer Imer after the pasuk and pasuk vayikra and perik beis pasuk yadal states leisaktiru menu ishil Hashem. So the next pasuk continues korban reishis takri voisim Hashem v'al mizbeach layal l'reich nechayach. Therefore the Brisa teaches us that Rabbi Lezer holds that when the pasuk states v'al mizbeach layal l'reich nechayach, so we learn out l'reich nechayach yatamayla aval atamayla l'shem eitzim. Although certainly one would not be able to be makta the kmitz on the mizbeach as a korban, but if one specifies that I want to place this on the mizbeach as eitzim and as firewood and as fuel, then one could do so. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Breider Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi explains and lefidus teretz of Rava as to how to explain the shita rabbanon. So the kohen would actually do two kmitzes, and he would initially be makta kmitza A on the mizbeach, and then he would be makta kmitza B on the mizbeach with a tnai. And if he would say that if Reuven initially promised to bring less than 60 yisrayim, then this should be his kmitza for his nedava. And if he initially promised to bring 60 yisrayim, and therefore it is really shirayim, and really there's an issa to place this as aktara on the mizbeach, so I'm placing the kmitza on the mizbeach as firewood and as fuel, and not as an actual kmitza. And as Rashi states, v'ikul chayvahi haktara kamaisa tehi aktara v'hach l'sham eitzim ayin sham. Gemara now continues with the third explanation as to the machlekes between Rabbanan and Rebbe, and Amalei Rav Acha b'Rebbe Rav L'Rav Ashi, as v'dilma d'kuli alma mutala arev chayv ben adava, that possibly even Rebbe would agree to chamim that's mutta to be ma'arev chayv ben adava, and therefore really Rebbe would agree one could bring one keli and bring 60 yisrayim in that keli. However, hacha b'Rav Elazar kamitzli, but the basis for machlekes between Rabbanan and Rebbe is if they hold of this sheet of Rav Elazar that we just mentioned, as Rabbanan istul Rav Elazar, had Rabbanan hold of this din of Rabbi Elazar, they'll reach the nechayach yatamayla, aval atamayla shum eitzim, and therefore one would be able to make a tnai and bring both kmitzes on the mizbeach. However, Rebbe less like Rabbi Elazar, and since Rebbe doesn't hold like the sheet of Rabbi Elazar, therefore, although it may be true that one could mix the 60 yisrayim, even if part of it is for the neder and part of it is for the nedava, however, lemaisa there's still a problem as one would not be able to be makter both the kmitzes on the mizbeach. It's on the tzad that Reuven initially promised to bring 60 yisrayim as his korban mincha, so kmitza B is really not a kmitza for a nedava, and it's really part of the shirayim, and one would not be able to place that on the Mizbeach Lishim Eitzim, and certainly he would be Oivan the Issa of Kol Shem Amen Elishim Hari Ubabatafiru, and therefore Zok Rebbe, that his only possibility of fulfilling his Kabbanais is only by bringing 60 Kalim of 1 to 60 Yisrainim, 1,830 Yisrainim. And the Gemara continues, Amalei, the Rav Ashi responds to Rav Achabri Rava, that Isaac Daitach Rebbe Mutala Arab Chayub Ben Adavo, the Rabbi Lez Lesley, Efshin Maisi Shisim Echad Mono, Vechad Bechad Mono, Magalu Vekomet, that I don't agree to your explanation, as even if Rebbe would agree that Mutala Arab Chayub Ben Adavo, and even if he'd be Chilak on Rebbe Lezer, there's still an Eitzah, and Rebbe would not have to tell us that he'd have to bring 1,830 Yisrainim, as there would still be an Eitzah, and Lefi Rebbe, one would only have to bring 61 Yisrainim, he would place 60 Yisrainim in one Kli, and he'd place one Yisrainim in a second Kli, and then he would touch each Kli to each other, and the Kohen would take Kmitza A from the Kli with 60 Yisrainim, and he would then take Kmitza B from the Kli with one Yisrainim, and when he performed the Kmitza, he would say, if Reuven promised to bring a full 60 Yisrainim, then Kmitza A should be for all 60 Yisrainim, and if he promised to bring less than 60 Yisrainim, then this Kmitza should be for all the flour that he initially promised, and Kmitza B that is taken from Kli B should be for the Yisrainim and Kli B, and also for any Yisrainim Kli A that is a new Nedava. Then the Kohen would be Makta Kohimitz A on the Mizbeach, and he would say that if Reuven initially promised to bring 60 Yisrainim, then this Kmitza should be for all 60 Yisrainim, and if he promised to bring less than 60 Yisrainim, this Haktara should only be for those Yisrainim, and he would then be Makta Kmitza B on the Mizbeach, and he would say that if Reuven initially promised to bring 60 Yisrainim, then this is a Kmitza for a new Nedava, and if he promised to bring less than 60 Yisrainim, then this Kmitza should be Mata the Yisrain in Kli B, and should also be Mata the additional Yisrainim from Kalim A, and since this Kmitza did not come from Kli A, so it certainly did not come from the Shrayim, therefore there is no Issa Baltaktiru, and if you're going to ask that how could you bring a Kmitza from Kli B on the flour that's in Kli A, that's why Rav Ashi tells us that you have to touch Kli B to Kli A, and this way some of the flour of Kli B touches the flour of Kli A, and therefore the Kmitza from Kli B can be Mata the flour in Kli A, Ayin and Rashi. The Gemara now continues with the fourth explanation as to the machlekes between Rabban and Rebbe, and the Gias of our Gemara is Rava Omar, and Ayin Tesis and Daf Kuf Vavim Aleph, that the first Teretz was also Rava Omar. Therefore, in the first explanation of the Gemara, Tesis is Gerius Rabba Omar instead of Rava Omar, and our Gemara continues Rava Omar, the Kuli Alma Mutala Arav Chayv Ben Adavo, and Ud Kuli Alma Islud Rabba Lezer, the Rebbe agrees that Chum that Mutala Arav Chayv Ben Adavo. Rebbe also holds like the Shita Rabba Lezer, and if so, what is the basis for the machlekes between Rabban and Rebbe? And Rava explains, V'hacha v'plukta Rabba Lez ben Yaakov Rabbanon k'mifli, and the machlekes is based on the machlekes between Rabba Lez ben Yaakov and Rabbanon, the Tnan, as we learned in the Mishnah that Peichas and Beis, afilu mincha shel samach esaren, noisin la samach loig, Rabba Lez ben Yaakov, ima afilu mincha shel shishim esaren, ein la loigo, shenema la mincha v'loig shemen, and as Rava continues, Rabbanon savri k'rabbanon da amri samach loig, and therefore, v'chol chad v'chad esaren, loig k'shokol, however, Rabbi Sava k'rabba Lez ben Yaakov, da omar, ein la la loigo, v'lo yedin la chad mincha, he de sag la b'chad loig, he shtey menachis, nenu de bin and shtey loigin, and Rava explains that Rabbanon hold like Rabbanon of the Mishnah and that Peichas and Beis, that when one brings a mincha that has an Yisrael and a flower, then he only brings one loig, but if one brings a mincha of two Yisraelim, then he would bring two loig of shemen, and if one brings a mincha of 60 Yisrael, then he would have to bring 60 loig of shemen. Therefore, Rabbanon hold that one could bring one keli with 60 Yisraelim, and he would also bring 60 loig of shemen. If, for example, Reuven promised to bring 60 Yisraelim, then certainly the mincha is valid, as he brought 60 Yisraelim and 60 loig. And if Reuven initially promised to bring 40 Yisraelim of flour, once again, his mincha is valid. 40 Yisraelim of this mincha and 40 loig of shemen will be for his initial promise and his initial neder, an additional 20 Yisraelim of flour and 20 loig of shemen will be for his new nedava. However, since Rebbe holds like Rebbe Lez ben Yaakov that with one promise to bring any amount of flour as one mincha, then he would still only bring one loig of shemen, and the only time one brings more than one loig of shemen is only if one promises to bring more than one karb mincha, and if so, Zok Rebbe, that one cannot bring 60 Yisraelim in one keli. Certainly, if he promised to bring 60 Yisraelim, then he would have to only bring one loig shemen, and certainly he would be yaitza. However, on that side, that Reuven initially promised to bring less than 60 Yisraelim, then he really needs two loig of shemen, and he's only bringing one loig of shemen. That's why, Lefi Rebbe, one would have to bring 60 separate kelim, and the first keli would have one Yisarin and one loig of shemen, the second keli would have two Yisraelim and one loig of shemen, etc. until he would finally bring his 60th keli with 60 strainim of flour and one leg of shemen. And finally, the Gemara continues and bring this fifth explanation as Rav Ashi Amar b'katan v'hevi gadol k'mifli, that the machlekes between Rabban and Rebbe is if someone promises to bring a smaller carbon, can he replace that and bring a larger amount and a larger carbon? And would he be yotzes chiyev by bringing a larger carbon, or does he have to bring exactly what he promised? As Rabban and Savri katan v'hevi gadol yotza, and Rabban and hold that one doesn't have to bring exactly as he promised, and as long as he brings that amount or more than that, he would still be yotza. And the fear of Ashi, according to Rabbanon, one would not have to make a tanai at all, as he would bring 60 yisrainim, one keli. And if he actually initially promised to bring 60 yisrainim, then it's a perfect mincha. And even if he initially promised to bring less than 60 yisrainim, and for example, he initially promised to bring 40 yisrainim, however, he's allowed to bring more than 40 yisrainim, and therefore the entire 60 yisrainim will be for his chayiv, and he will be yotza, and none of his yisrainim would have to be for nadav at all. However, Rabbi Sava leyotza, and Rabbi hold that when one promises to bring a specific amount of yisrainim, then he has to bring that amount, and he cannot add to that. Therefore, by bringing 60 yisrainim in one keli and not making any tnai, he could not be yotza, as potentially he promised to bring only 40 yisrainim, and by bringing 60 yisrainim without making any tnai, then he could not be yotza. And let's keep in mind that by the fact that Rebbe did not explain that one could actually bring one keli and make a tnai, and Rebbe's only etza was to bring 60 different kelim and bring 1,830 yisrainis, it would seem that lefi Rav Ashi, we still would have to come on to one of the previous svaris that we previously mentioned. Either we would have to say that Rebbe holds asal hachlis chulin lazara, or Rebbe would have to hold that's asal arev chayu bin adava, or he would have to be chilek on Rebbe Leza, or he would have to hold like Rebbe Leza ben Yaakov, as otherwise Rebbe could have given a simple etza that one could bring 60 yisrainim in one keli and make a tnai b'tzarech bir. And the Gemara now continues and asks a question on this explanation of Rav Ashi, as if ligubach adazimna, as how can you say this would be the basis for the machlekes between Rabban and Rebbe in our Mishnah, if we will see in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Zayin and Beis that this will be the basis for the machlekes between Rabban and Rebbe regarding behemais, as the Tnan, as the Mishnah Daf Kuf Zayin and Beis will teach us that if someone promised shor katan alai, that I will bring a small shard as a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, so the Tanakhama holds katan vehevi gadol yotza, and you could even be yotza by bringing a large shard, and Rebbe ayma lo yotza, and Rebbe holds that you would not be yotza. And whether the Gemara responds that tzricha, that in a chenami, our machlekes in our Mishnah is exactly the same machlekes that we will have in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Zayin and Beis, and even so, we need both of these cases, as the Itmar Bahar, as if we would only have the machlekes b'negir the mincha, b'ha kamri rabbanu mishum de'idi v'idi koymetsu, so we would say that it's only in this case that rabbanu say that you would be yotza, as even if initially one promised to bring a mincha of 40 yisrainim, and he brings a mincha of 60 yisrainim, but ultimately the mizbeach will still get the same amount, as one only places a kmitz on the mizbeach, maybe it's only in this case that rabbanu say we would be yotza. However, possibly in a case where someone promised to bring a smaller shor, so Rabbanon would agree to Rebbe that one would not be yotza, as if he would be bringing a smaller shor, then he would bring a smaller amount of emurim onto his beach, and he will now be bringing a larger volume of emurim onto his beach. And similarly, the Gemara tells us, that if we would only bring the machlekes between Rabbanon and Rebbe, b'negeo behema, so one may think that it's only in that case that Rebbe holds that one cannot be yotza, since there will be a difference in the volume of emurim that are placed on the mizbeach. However, b'negei mincha, maybe he would be moed rabbanon, even if one promised to bring a mincha of 40 yisrainim, then he could bring a mincha of 60 yisrainim, as ultimately the kmitza will be the same if it's a mincha katano or mincha gedayla. And ayin rashi, emurim de gadol nefishi min de katan ve'iklamei maloi hachi nadar, and maybe about who kama leyotza de nefishi emurim de day, ayin sham. And let us continue with the new Mishnah, as the Mishnah teaches us, harei elai etzim, if someone promises to bring a carbon etzim to the base of Mikdash, then one cannot bring less than two logs of wood. Similarly, if one promised Harei Elai Levoina, and he promised to bring Levoina to the base of Mikdash, then you can't bring less than a Kmitza. The Mishnah now teaches us a din that's relevant to Levoina, as Chamisha Kmatzimim, there are five types of Kmatzim that are relevant to Levoina, and the first one is the one we just mentioned, that Harei Elai Levoina, and number two, Haminadim Mincha, Yavi Ima Kaimitz Levoina, that if one promises to bring a Mincha to the base of Mikdash, then he brings a kmitza levaina together with the mincha. And number three, hamaylis hakaymitz bechutz chayev, that if someone is makter a kmitza levaina outside of the Beis HaMikdash, then he'd be chayev kares. And the fourth and the fifth of the kmitza is the levaina, is shnei bezichin, tuna shnei kmatzim, that the two spoonfuls of levaina that was placed on the shulchan together with the lechem apanim and was brought on Mizbech on Shabbos, they consisted of a shear of one kmitza for each of the spoonfuls, as we previously learned. And Ayin Rashi was bothered that why didn't the Mishnah teach us that there is a six kmitza, and that is the levoina that's brought together with every carbon mincha. Ayin Rashi, Dibya Maschel, Vamailis HaKoimit Bechutz Chayiv, where Rashi states, you'd be Chayiv Karis, the Halohi, of a high klala, have a Mailu Koimit Befnim, Dakhtar Maliasi, and certainly based on his din, we know that when one has to bring levoina together with the standard mincha, then the shear is a kmitza, as otherwise one would not be chayef for being ma'ila b'chutz. As Rashi states, hilkoch lechashav lubishisa ayin sham. And the Mishnah continues, harei alai zav la yufches medina zav, that if someone promises to bring a gold coin to the Beis HaMikdash, then he has to bring at least a dina zav. And if someone promises to bring a silver coin, then he has to bring a dina kesef. And as the Mishnah states, kesef la yufches medina kesef. And number three, nechashis la yufches memar kesef. If someone promised to bring copper to the Beis HaMikdash, then he can't bring less copper than the equivalent of a silver mana. And the Mishnah continues, Purashti ve'ini yedei ma Purashti, that if Reuven said that I know I promised to bring gold or to bring silver or to bring nechashis to the Beis HaMikdash, and I specified a certain amount, however I'm not certain how much I specified, maybe ad shiyayim aloyim kach diskavanti, and he has to bring the maximum amount of gold or silver that he potentially would have donated. And as Rashi states, yavi kol kach ad shiyadei ba'atzmai shaloyim aloyim kach diskavin, that it will be impossible that it would ever make such a large donation. And Ayin Rashi do maskel shnei gzirin shnei b'koyes gedoylois, and Ayin Tesi do maskel leifchos b'shnei gzirin b'davka kiyama eitzim, and this is only if you use lashon rabim ala kiyama eitz maisi gaza echo k'isa b'shkalim. And Tesi continues leifchos min akoymitz b'mesech t'shkalim perek shleish asa shayfres pligi ila shir yad baylim ila shir yad koyin, that how large does this kmitz have to be? Ayin sham. And our Gemara now begins that our Mishnah mentioned a korban eitzim, and our Gemara brings a braisa as Tana Rabbanan. We learned to the braisa that the pasuk in Pasuk Vayikra states, "V'nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha l'Hashem seilus yeh kabana v'yatzak l'Hashem v'nasal l'alvayna." And the pasuk could have stated, "V'nefesh ki sakriv mincha l'Hashem," and the pasuk used the extra term "korban." And therefore, we learn, "La mishum misnadiv eitzim," and this teaches us that one could be misnadiv a korban eitzim. And the braisa teaches us v'kama, and what is the shear for a standard korban eitzim? Neigzirin, it's two logs of wood. And the braisa continues, "V'chein oimer," and where do we find that eitzim is called a korban? As the pasuk in the Chemi states, "V'agurir l'sipalnu al korban eitzim ha'koyin malavim va'am lahavi l'beis l'kenu l'beis avisenu le'itim uzumana mishana b'shana le'vayal mizbach Hashem l'kenu k'kos b'tayra." And we see the term korban being used b'negeya korban eitzim. Therefore, when the Torah uses the extra word korban, so we could explain that it refers to a korban eitzim. And the Braisa continues, "Rabbi Oime eitzim korban heim," and Rabbi explains that since eitzim is a korban, so tu'un melech u'tu'un hagasha, and since every korban requires melech, and a korban mincha requires hagasha to the southwest corner of the mizbech, so the same would apply to a korban eitzim. And based on the din of Rebbe, so Amravel divri Rebbe eitzim tu'un kmitza, that according to Rebbe, there would be a requirement to crush up the wood and for the kohen to do kmitza from this wood and be makter around the mizbech as the kmitza. And in addition, Amrapapel divri Rebbe eitzim tsurichim eitzim, that according to Rebbe, just like when someone brings a korban mincha, they have to bring eitzim together with the mincha, so the same would apply when someone brings a korban eitzim, they would have to bring additional eitzim in order to burn the eitzim on those eitzim. And the Gemara continues with the second of our Mishnah, that levoina leifches mikoymeitz, and the Gemara asks me nolan, that what is the mekar that levoina leifches minakoymeitz, and the Gemara brings the pasuk in Pashas Tzav, as the pasuk states, v'heirim mena b'kumtzoy miselis ha-milchu mishamno, is kol ha-levoina ha-shel ha-milcho, v'hikta ha-mizbeach, v'eich nechoyach ha-skaras al-Hashem, and makish levoina la-ram of the mincha, and we have a hekesh between the levoina and ha-ram of the mincha, and ma-ram of the mincha koymeitz, af levoina nami koymeitz, and therefore we have a makar that stam aktaris levoina is a kmitza, and we will stop over here.